flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
So there was a story that broke, I guess it was yesterday, one in NOLA.com written by Gabriella Killett, revealing that longtime CEO of Second Harvest Food Bank, Natalie Jarreau, who was at the helm for about 19 years, had been replaced. And the chairman of the board as well, Chairman Bert Wilson, and Vice Chair Kristen Albertson had been replaced as well, as well as past chair Nick Carl from their positions on the nonprofit board. And the archdiocesan release that was handled by a third-party public relations firm said that the agency will be bringing in new leaders with refreshed vision to build on a strong foundation and to strengthen the spiritual dimension of Second Harvest as it continues its focus on feeding the poor and hungry. And in response to that, Bert Wilson, the chairman, had a press release of his own saying that the terminations were actually the result of months of increasingly aggressive pressure that the church had been placing on Second Harvest to contribute as much as $16 million towards settling the clergy sex abuse claims in the nearly five-year-old bankruptcy case. Mr. Wilson went on to say that our agreements with grant-giving organizations and other partners prohibit any expenditures that are non-secular or do not directly align with our sole mission of feeding the hungry, which is typical. I've served on a lot of not-for-profit boards. That is not unusual. And that the Archbishop has chosen to ignore these realities and jeopardize Second Harvest's ability to fulfill its mission and honor its contracts is both shocking and short-sighted. The outside public relations firm also said that recent developments have raised a concern about the level of communication between the committee and the corporate member and the spiritual dimension of the organization. And as a result, it was determined to be in the best interest of all parties that certain directors be relieved of their responsibilities. The nonprofit affiliate of the Archdiocese of New Orleans as a nonprofit affiliate of the Archdiocese of New Orleans, Amen is the sole corporate member of Second Harvest. So I don't know what's true, but let's approach it this way. If it is true that the Archdiocese is trying to grab $16 million from the Second Harvest organization simply because they are an affiliate nonprofit agency of the Archdiocese, shame, shame, shame on each and every one of them. And I think Mr. Wilson's right. Having served as part of executive committees and chairmen of a number of not-for-profits, this language that he talked about is not unusual. You are making commitments to a number of donors of what this is all about, other participating agencies that are providing funds to you, as well as government funds to you and alike. And you very much could put a lot of that at risk. If this is true, this is a desperation move on the part of the Archdiocese, in my opinion, that will have dire implications in the future. And it's really a shame. I've worked with Natalie Jairo for a long time. I've raised money for Second Harvesters. I've given money to Second Harvesters, like many, many other folks, in belief of that mission. Know about their facility where they are. Because my wife's family at one point actually owned that facility. And worked closely with a number of folks in communications about that facility and what it's about, what it's capable of, and so forth and so on after the passing of my father-in-law. And, you know, I visited that facility many times. They do an absolutely incredible job. Have coordinated with them and partnered with them with both Thanksgiving and Christmas basket giveaways for years. We had a benefactor, big difference maker in this community who wants to remain anonymous, that provided the funds necessary. We recognized right away the best way to get the biggest bang for our buck was to team up with Second Harvest. I can tell you, since this article was posted, it has been really the talk of the town. Have received a lot of text messages from folks, friends, totally upset with the Archdiocese if this is what they are choosing to do. Some have gone to this extent, they are done. They are done. And it's going to be interesting to see what's next, whether or not the respective parishes within this archdiocese are next up. I've heard over and over and over again from a number of members in the clergy that said that they had the archbishop's personal commitment that that would not ever happen. I would love to know whether or not that commitment was given to Second Harvest at any point in time. It would be of value, I think, to know whether or not that commitment was made. But in just kind of reading between the lines of what Mr. Wilson had to say, it was obvious that they are working really hard, and as the article pointed out, meaning the Archdiocese, in trying to collect or put together a fund of $62.5 million, and to have that cash in hand in order to try and bring some resolution to this litigation. And it's interesting that the Archdiocese, if this is true, would go about it this way to sacrifice so many things that they've done, so many programs that are so well-intentioned and have been incredibly successful, and obviously Second Harvest is one that a lot of people donate a lot of money to basically go and rob these organizations of the monies that have been donated to them that they've worked so hard in carrying forward their mission, to have to be subjected to, I'll call it abuse, because that's what it is. It's financial abuse of this organization, which I guess in some respects maybe comes naturally to some. I don't know. But this is really a shame. And I don't know who's advising these folks, but they're getting bad advice. And you're putting a lot of things at risk. And unfortunately, I think the organization will suffer. And maybe it's time for the creation of a new organization with the same mission. Because it seems as though the sanctity of a lot of what's been done historically and the safety and security of these organizations and moving forward, it's not there any longer. And I think the confidence of the community has been rocked. And it's going to be interesting to see how this plays itself out. It's not really just about Natalie Jarreau or Burt Wilson or Nick Carl, who's a great guy as well. Same with Kristen Albertson. They give back to the community in so many different ways. In fact, I was looking, some of them, I know of them, but I don't know them personally, and was looking at some of the sites last evening to find out, you know, what other organization they're participating in, and it's a lot. So these are givers. These are people giving back to the community. And it convinced me that talking about this morning was the right thing to do, because if I had a side on one side or the other, I believe exactly what Mr. Wilson said. Because I think the Archdiocese right now is desperate to try and put these dollars together. And $16 million to Second Harvest, I can promise you, they work hard. In fact, we just did something together with Metropolitan Health Group and Second Harvest over the Christmas holidays.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
sleeper. Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So, you know, it's going to be interesting to see what will, where this will ultimately end up. And hopefully this is not true, quite frankly. Because I think folks' reaction are going to be very similar to mine. And just by looking at the text, you know, it looks as though there are not many people saying something otherwise. They're believing the same thing. And most folks are saying they're not going to donate money to Second Harvest until the Archbishop resigns. This was obviously a very dangerous action by a desperate archdiocese. And as the story continues to reveal itself, we know so much more today than we've known in years past, obviously. And as I said before, it's going to be interesting to see where this all ends up.